Ko pānoe mihi atu nei mai, te reo irirangi te hiku o tei, ka no reira e te whanaunga e mai, ke hoa mai i Wanganui, ke ora no ra.
O rena pā, tēnā hoki koutou katoa, hakarongo mai nei ki tāma tēnei taonga i tēnei ata, tēnā koutou.
Ai, ke ora, e hoa, e hake ana koe i Wanganui?
Oh, well, ka hui hui ana tātou te Iwi Chairs Forum. So, kei te hara mai ngā rangatira mai tērā pito, te ira tērā pito, kei te whakawhiriwhiri whakaro e pāna ngā whake nunui o te wānei, climate change, economic development, what's happening with the ora, tamariki, just to monitor what the government's up to, what the latest things that are happening and how do we respond to them.
Ai, kia ora. When e pēnā wō kōrero about the government, how we going to respond to them, hena straight away te kōrero a Judith Collins that get rid of te ingoa, you know, Aotearoa, te ingoa ke mō konei ko New Zealand. Maybe kei reira e hoa a starting point.
Yes, oh, well, you know, gee, you know what those fellows are like here, pa. They try to just throw out a bone to the dogs that like yapping on about that sort of thing, and it's just bait, really. They're just trying to bait the hunga kake whero, you know, and try and encourage them to vote for them. That's what they're doing. I don't think they even personally believe much of that stuff, but they know that there's an appetite out there, you know, so they like to provoke it. It's a Don Brash sort of tactics. They've been doing it for a long time, that outfit. They like to stir things up and then get everybody upset. And then they ride and then they position themselves as somehow that they're going to be the hero that's going to save everybody from te reo Māori. Well, they're not going to save the world from te reo Māori, you know. Te reo Māori he taonga, you know, he mea tēnō ātāhua. And if anything that's going to save Aotearoa, it's going to be te reo Māori.
Kia ora.
Some of the concepts and the ideas contained within our beautiful reo Māori, and, you know, all the wisdom of our tūpuna. So, you know, they're just fools if they think they're going to save Aotearoa from te reo Māori. They're not, and why would you?
Ai, kia ora rā. Ai, anei rā e kōrero rangatira. He nā noe hoa mai kona, I know, ko puta mai te kōrero you fellas got the Iwi Chairs Forum, anō kei Wanganui a tēnei rā. There's another kōrero being out there hoa. This was from Jacinda Ardern saying is that they're opening up the borders when they get closer to Christmas for kaimahi from Fiji, from Rarotonga, I tērā through the, you know, the lack of workers. Me pērā ke pēr te kōrero kei roto o Aotearoa nei to service the need o ngā mea picking fruit, mahirunga pāmu mowera ko tāku titiro ki tērā kōrero tu wahanga tuatahi. They're looking for cheap labour. Te wahanga tuarua e hoa te māwiwi kei roto o Fiji. And in saying that, tarato mea, they're going to be allowed to come straight in ki te mahi without having, you know, that lockdown period because they come from a country where that māwiwi is actually quite active at this time. Pēhā tō whakaaro ki tērā kōrero ke ake e hoa.
Oh, ka tika e pā, you know, it's pretty irresponsible. It's irresponsible when you hear that kind of talk coming from, you know, from the government. And, I mean, I do appreciate that the economy has taken a major hit over COVID. But here's the thing. We've got to make our mind up. What do we have as our highest priority? Is it the whole order of our people or is it money? And if you've got to make a choice, I think, you know, you've got to choose the well-being of the people, number one. That's got to be the major choice. And if that means that some commercial activity takes a bit of a hit, well, that's okay. And I think that's been the success of Aotearoa to this point, that we've done that. And in other countries that are suffering, like Fiji, you know, they didn't go into lockdown. They just said, let's let it burn through our community. And now we see what's happening. There's, you know, I think there's, I don't know how many people have died up to date, but there's been a lot. And that wasn't necessary. They could have prevented that. But I think their leaders decided they didn't want to shut down the economy. They wanted to keep the money going around. And as a result, they're willing to sacrifice their own people to do that. I think honestly, I can't believe why people would think like that.
Ai, kia ora rai hoa, e rongo ana. Nā runga anoi tēnā, kōrero au i te ata nei, te Heni Brown i tū e kaupapa ki roto i te arawa e pāna ki te hāpai ake i te tāne, te mana tāne, te oranga tāne, oranga o te wairu o te tāne. You know, e te rangatira, e Mike, a lot of the kaupapa's been going around hāpai ngā te mana wahine, mana whānau, ware ware ngiana, te wahine, it's a partnership ki kona, you know, e haere tahi ana, we tahi o ngā kōrero kore puta, ko te pā o te ringa o te tāne ki te wahine, o te pā o te ringa o te wahine ki te tāne, tā rātou whakapono nā roto o ngā mahi kaipia, ngā mahi drugs, me wera katoa atu, e hoa, hore kau rātou i titiro that a lot of those families, especially Māori families, they made martyrs of our tupuna that went and fought their wars and died there. But the tānes, tupuna that came home, brought the war home with them, had families, there was no support. The only thing tauiwi did was label them as bad parents. Nā e haere tonu nei, e ha te mahi e hoa, e patu wahine, e patu tamariki. You know, pēnā kāhore no rātou te hea, it was seen back then, taking ownership of what they didn't do, it should be one of the first things ngā kāwana needs to do e pāna ki tērā. Kāhore manga, put bigger prisons, haere i te maunga tāne, kia rakanga ki te here here, ne, pēhā tō whakaaro.
Well, I reckon you two hit the nail on the head, pa. You know, I was born in 1957, so that's within 10 years of the coming home of our hoia from the Second World War. So I'm one of those, the children of the soldiers, right? My father and my uncle was in there. And yes, they came home. They were traumatized, a lot of them. And of course, we didn't have words for it back in those days like they do, like today, post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's a well-recognized thing, you know, amongst the military that you've got to... that people come home traumatised from seeing people killed around them and living in that sort of fear for a long period of time. And, of course, you know, our tūpuna, they'd know to hiki the tapu when the warriors came home from battles and to normalise things again in various ways. But that never really happened to my parents' generation. And so as a result, I remember growing up listening to throwing themselves into the beer, and they didn't have drugs back then, but certainly beer was the way, or alcohol was the way of numbing their pain. So the parties, the violence, you know, the sexual abuse that came as a result of that drunken behaviour and the wife beating and the adultery and all of those negative sort of things started to really get a grip on that generation. And I remember seeing that as a kid. And of course, all my generation, I think we got pretty upset with our fathers, although luckily our father wasn't like that, but there was a general anger at the men who were suffering. They were suffering, you know, and that was their way of dealing with it. But the kids didn't know that, so the kids ended up becoming very tough, and that's where the gangs, by the time my generation became teenagers in the 70s, that's when the gangs all started. And so it even came down to some of our whanaunga wearing German helmets and putting swastikas on themselves, you know, taking up the tohu of their father's enemies, and saying, well, we hate you, we hate you so much, we're gonna act and look and sound like the Germans that you fought, and that's quite a strong rebellion thing. And then of course we know what happened after that. They had generations that were taken off because of all that dysfunctionalism within our families, generations of kids that were taken away, put into these places where they're meant to be kept safe, but of course they weren't. They were even more brutalized. They were the sexual abuse, the hidings, and all of that just made it worse. So by the time the 80s and the 90s came, we had generations of very, very hardened vengeful men coming out of those systems. And so, yes, you're right, Pa. You know, he tānu ki aroha ati ki taku nei tūngāngi. Through no fault of their own, they were caught up in this whole systematic situation that was born of war, that developed into a warlike state, and it has been making war not on the things that caused our problems, but we've been that lateral violence where we take it out on each other.
Yeah? Ida.
And that's you know, out of all the things that could have happened to us, that's one of the most terrible things that's happened to us as a people. And we've had a lot of bad things happen to us. But, of course, in all of that, the wahine became the victims because not only were the men victims, but, you know, when you take it out on those around you, the ones that are least able to fight back quite often are the wahine. And so I think it's that we've had a focus on wahine to try and turn that around. But if we're going to fix that up, we've got to fix the men up. We've got to fix everybody up. We've got to fix the whānau up to get back to that time, you know, where we see ourselves as healthy units where men and women work together happily to bring up healthy, happy children.
Aida.
And they have all the material things that they need. They have the whenua, they have the kai, they have the you know, just the happiness, everything that needs to make a happy family. And all of that's got to be part of the mix, but we've got to break those cycles, Epa, and it's a difficult thing to do. But I know that some of our tāne are doing it. I looked at Phil Paikia and some of those men who grew up through those lives, and then they just busted out of it, and now they spend their time trying to help other men come to terms with what's happened to them and to turn their ship around. But I think, you know, one of the main things that can help you do it is go back to Te Reo Māori. You know, aha ko ka kōrero o tāua I Te Reo Ingarangi. You know, ko te rongoa, te roto I Te Reo.
Kia ora.
And if you go back, well, then you learn, then you cast aside all of those things of colonisation, and that you start thinking in a whole new, different way. And that's the secret.
Ai, kia ora. Kia ora e te rangatira. E Mike, e tino ea nānoe hoa, kia whakautu mai koe tō waia mō e nei kōrero, hei kawetanga tu mau kia kōrero anō ki roto I tō koutou Leaders Forum, ia e koutou noho I kona, e hoa a kōrero noa tāua, kia pai tō rā, Māori o rara.
Ai, tēnā koe, pā, kia pai tō rā hoki.
Kia ora anora. Tērā te manuhiria pā, tērā ko Mike Smith, engari ko ngā kōrero mutunga I rongo mai koutou I te Waimaria, anora nā roto I te tika e hā te rongoa, hoki mai ki te reo o tikanga me o Pakiaka, anei, your roots. Pā me tāna manuhiri, Mike Smith, Māori o rara.